a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show. We are trying something different this week. We are going to be simulcasting this on Clubhouse as well as on OM Times. So I want to welcome everybody that's in Clubhouse listening. We will be asking if you have questions when we're on break from OM Times, and this is a live call-in show. And as our live call-in show, you can call in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. As we are take any live callers, we will make sure that we share whatever questions they may have with you so you can hear them on Clubhouse as well. I'm not sure how the experiment's going to go, and we may have to discontinue the Clubhouse room if it isn't okay. But we're going to do our best to see if we can make this work. We can make this work because tonight's guest is somebody I've known for a long time. I first met him at CEO Space, where I was on the faculty. CEO Space is an MBA level boot camp for entrepreneurs. And that is where I first met tonight's guest. And then we crossed paths again on Clubhouse. He's got some exciting things going on, and we're going to be introducing him in just a minute and getting there. But as we always do, we start this with my hot topic. And the hot topic this week is, now remember, the hot topic is always something that either makes me hot under the collar or warms the cockles of my heart. So this hot topic actually does a little bit of both. It's about the experience today that was had by somebody that was being interviewed by Senate for a cabinet position for DHHS, Department of Health and Human Services. Here is somebody who has had a lot of high political positions in the state of Pennsylvania. This is somebody who is respected in their field. And this is somebody who just happens to be transgendered. And what a great place for somebody who is going to be, doing the Department of Health and Human Services, but to have a representation that is transgendered at the head, somebody who has all of the qualifications, everything that they need, and they are getting interviewed, and they get attacked by Senator Rand Paul with lots of obnoxious comments and inappropriate comments, questioning things, trying to throw her off track. And of course, that irritates me because aren't the political officials supposed to, when they get into the level of the big leagues, be representing all Americans? I know they're supposed to represent their state, but I can't believe their whole state is full of closed-minded bigots, just because they are. But she wouldn't be shaken. She answered the question. She stared him down. She was not apologetic. I think she actually was a little horrified, they described at the beginning, that this such a rude and inappropriate attack was happening as she was being interviewed for a cabinet position. But since an IQ test nor a maturity test is anything that is required to become a senator or a House of Rep or even a president, we found out the hard way, you just never know what's going to happen. So with that being said, my hot topic, again, it just really burns me that this kind of behavior is accepted and considered acceptable. I know it's not considered acceptable by everyone, but that, you know, somebody that's risen to that position would engage in that. Her responses were fabulous. And so I, and her not being shaken, I shared a whole lot more about her And actually it showed some things about him, and none of the things about him were in a good light. That being my topic for the day, I'm going to introduce tonight's guest. As I introduce tonight's guest, we will also have him weigh in on the hot topic, and then we're going to be off and running in the Dr. Kevin Show. So, as I said before, I have known Dr. Justin Michael Klein for several years. I'm not even sure how many years I've known you, Dr. J. But it's been a while. He is a Washington, D.C. native, so he lives right in the swamp. Are there bug sprays for that down there? I mean, do they have specialized Washington, D.C. bug sprays? Just wondering.
We all wish. We all wish.
And a lifelong student of health, healing, and human performance. As a young athlete, he used to be young, didn't we all? Multiple concussions and injuries led him to his own personal kinesthetic awareness. His desire to understand the nervous system and prevention of injury led him to study physical fitness, nutrition, human structure, and optimal functional movement. There's a whole lot more that you can read in the write-up if you want to go to facebook.com, My Dr. Kevin, the My Dr. Kevin page, or the Dr. Kevin Show page, either one. You can read all of it, and you can see that you can contact him through gotyourbacktotalhealth.com. Gotyourbacktotalhealth.com. You can find out more about him, but I'm going to let the man speak for himself. So, Dr.
Thanks,
J,
Doc.
What do you think
Great
about?
Great to hear from you. Great to see you.
So, what do you think about our latest shenanigans in Congress?
Oh man, it doesn't make any sense that it still exists today. It really doesn't. It makes no sense. These kind of things boggle my mind. I don't really know how they are accepted by any at this point. Honestly, it's absolutely ridiculous. So, that's my short answer to that question. That whole statement, that whole rant that you gave. I mean, honestly, I can't imagine having that type of stance and being political about it. It just makes no sense. Just makes no sense. I, coming from a place, you know, like DC, I grew up here. And to answer your question, I've known you about, I think, 7 years. I think it was 2014 when we first met. But, you know, coming from a place like DC that is, and one of the reasons I came back here, that's so diverse and so incredibly welcoming of people from all around the world all the time. It's a very transient city. So I, you know, come from this understanding that, that like in a way, almost like I'm just so biased towards the perspective that those things don't exist, that I've actually had to consider them, the fact that they do exist over years, and just understand the fact that they do still exist. Those types of bigots do exist. It's crazy that that actually even does exist. It boggles my mind, Dr. Kevin. I really have no idea how to answer that other than just kind of to rant through the fact that it's absolutely crazy.
As are many of the people elected to serve there.
Yeah. And somehow we welcome them with open arms in D.C. And, you know, we cross paths with them every day, but nobody does anything about it. And nobody really does step in to change the way that they're doing some things. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can, you know, get the voices out there enough to someday really make that change and get everybody accepted by everybody. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that you do have to understand the balance of the world, and I guess the way that the universe works, that everything does have some balance to it, another side, another perspective, but, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't.
So, well, thank you for weighing in. You know that I like to do my best to put my guests on the spot, get them warmed up. And now we're going to move into the fun part of the Dr. Kevin Show, where we're going to ask you where you would like to take my listeners outside the box.
Sure. So you want me to jump right into it? Because, you know, I got plenty to say about some outside of the box perspective. We could start by going into the discussion of vaccines. because certain things regarding especially the vaccines right now going out there that everybody is you know seeking. I think that the vaccines and the baseline of health and wellness that we have in this country are all very outside the box perspectives. So if you want me to just jump right into it, unless you have some questions for me, Dr. Kevin, I don't know how we, how you'd like me to just kind of go into
question.
It. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's your first question. Your first question is, where do you want to take my listeners outside the box?
Well, so then, all right, folks, listen in. Okay, so I'm a doctor of chiropractic. I'm a chiropractor. So I walk into a room and people think that I'm an anti-vaxxer. Right off the bat, they just think that I am against it. And, I'll just kind of step into the wind here with this one. And I'll say straight up, I am not on the first train to get the vaccine right now for COVID-19. Does that mean I'm against it? No. Does that naturally, if I'm not on the first train, in a way make me, a bit on the anti-vax train? I don't know. I don't think so personally. My stance on it is, quite on the understanding that I am extremely healthy and well and do not experience a lot of stress in my life. I have ways to, I think we all have stress, but I do my best to understand my stress and move forward in a way of calm and healing. And I think that when we are very stressed, we allow situations like viruses into the system. And, when it comes down to it, there's been protocols that have been produced and created and promoted by the medical community out there. The Math Plus protocol, for example, that have been extremely effective at helping people prevent as well as protect from the coronavirus and coronaviruses in general as well, but including the novel Corona 19. And being somebody who has for a very long time been taking nutritional protocols to that extent, lots of vitamin C, lots of vitamin D, including getting out in the sun, quercetin, zinc, all the different types of things that we need to make sure that our body heals itself in a proper way. I would rather people who are very stressed, who are nervous, and who are afraid to go outside and get the vitamin D naturally, I would much rather them be the ones to be able to get the vaccine. This is not to say that, we as a team, my medical staff and I, did get on lists, and then we were actually bumped off of lists by the system somehow, and we were not able to get our vaccines because being in the District of Columbia, there are hundreds of thousands of people working in hospitals here that also really severely need vaccines and elderly people that really need vaccines. So, my questionable perspective regarding the fact that I am a naturalist, I haven't gotten the flu shot in 20 years. I also have not gotten the flu in 20 years. And I think that, the body heals itself. And I think that we don't have a healthy baseline of healthy people. We have a baseline of sick people in this country that consider themselves healthy because they have managed systems. And look, I mean, medicine has an amazing place. I think that the vaccinations have, for this coronavirus, have been accelerated to get out there. I don't have a perspective on why, except for the fact that we do want to keep the numbers down and start to really affect the global system in a healthy way. And I absolutely find there to be a need for these vaccines. We have 8 billion people on the planet, so we need to protect as many of them as possible.
I'm going to ask you to breathe a little bit more often. Because you throw out all this stuff, and by the time you take a breath, I've got 5 things that I forgot I was going to ask you along.
Well, throw me some questions back at that.
Yeah. You know what? I have radio guests that do it all the time. That their passion and their knowledge just kind of runs with them, and that's okay, except for the fact that it becomes less interactive.
Aren't you the ADD guy? So you need to call my ADD, my friend.
So anyways, you talked about, you know, one of the places you want to take people outside the box, that as a chiropractor, people think you're going to be an anti-vaxxer, and you're not a run up and be the first one in line, but you're not, you know, you're on the train and you're considering and thinking about getting this vaccine. I, like you, I've never had the flu. I've never had a flu shot. And building the immune system can be very important, and doing good mental, emotional, and spiritual care can also give you a better immune system to not take things like this on. Do you, though, if you look at it and you look at the amount of vaccines we're borderline forcing all the children to have, do you think that we've gone overboard? Do you think there's a different balance? Where do you kind of stand on all of the kids' vaccination? Because that's become a hotbed issue.
Absolutely. And it's actually a really great question. Thanks for asking it. When I was a kid, I was going into elementary school or so when the MMR vaccine came out. So I was required to get it in order to go to whatever grade it was. But now these days, you know, so I definitely, there's things like that I think are extremely important to get. Okay. But there's a few things regarding that question that need to be answered. Number one, when does the nervous system really fully get formed so that your own body's immune system can actually protect itself from the things that may be in vaccines that are not so healthy, right? So that people have less concern. And there's not enough research to support certain things out there, certain considerations out there that I think that we all need to understand. Average number that people come up with is about 3 years old. So, you know, there's some people out there that, and I don't have any kids, so I don't have a place to stand in this argument, Dr. Kevin. Honestly, I would much rather people do their own research. But since you asked, I would say this for myself, if and when I do have kids, I would suggest that my wife and I decide that, you know, we try to go and see the doctor more often and get more shot days more often, so we don't compile 6 or 7 vaccines in one day. That would be my choice. And we would have to spend more money. This is the economically driven reason, in my humble opinion, why the, you know, CDC has certain protocols for this. If a mother and father need, or, you know, if parents need to take their children to the doctor 12 times in a year to get vaccines, it costs 4 times as much as if they only go 3 times in the first year. So it's a very economically driven decision for us to go and compile that number of vaccines in one day. That being said, I mean, all of those, you know, things like polio vaccine, like, absolutely important to get. We need to keep that situation eradicated off this planet. Certain things like, you know, MMR, I mean, you know, take your own, you know, kind of have your own perspective on it. I think that these are types of things that the body can absolutely heal itself from. Is it not a medical miracle that we were able to come up with, you know, vaccines for these things? Sure, it's absolutely incredible. But to force parents to have to, you know, put inoculations into babies before their nervous system is fully formed and functioning, I question that type of a judgment, and I would much rather wait for a little while, let my kid roll around in dirt for a little bit and see what happens. I mean, there's other ways to build your immune system initially, and, you know, give them a healthy amount of mother's milk and these types of things, and not understanding that not every mother can do that. There's a lot of question marks, and of course everybody has to make their own educated decisions. But I hope that approaches that question in a good way.
Well, you know, one of the things and we are on our first break from the radio show on Ohm's Times. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. J, and we're going to move into probably a new conversation. right here on Home Time. And remember, it's a live call-in show, so you can call in at 202-570-7057.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
I have not been hosting my podcast much lately. Oh, we're coming back on?
Hello, and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Home Time. Where we're changing the world. Wait for it. One ohm at a time.
Hope that's better.
Yes, there we go. So we want to welcome back Dr. J. Now, we were talking about vaccines. I got one last question about vaccines for you, and then I want to see where you'd like to take our listeners behind the curtain. Because here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like you to have take them outside the box, take them behind the curtain, and then you get to share whatever you'd like to in our last segment, because we want to make sure that you get heard. So my last question about vaccines is, that there is, like, I was raised with osteopaths, and there were times mm-hmm. when manipulation was done as a solution instead of medication. You know, if I, had an ear infection or a sinus infection, there'd be an adjustment and there'd be a heat lamp and there'd mm-hmm. be this and that, but there were no drugs used. Mm-hmm. Do you yep. think that, I know you're all about movement. I know you have created mm-hmm. a whole movement platform about how to move and stay healthy and get healthy and keep healthy. Mm-hmm. How effective are there things that people could be doing with movement that would make them more resistant to getting COVID if they were exposed and they chose not absolutely. To take the vaccine or they hadn't showed up for it? Can you share a couple of those?
I absolutely would. It's hard for me to show empirical evidence on that because of the novelty of COVID-19. However, movement is medicine. That's not something that I came up with. That's something that's been around for thousands of years. And if you've read or heard about the blue zones, movement is the number one reason why people can be healthy and live 100 years or more. So activation of the vestibular system is super, super, uber important in healthcare. And it's not done enough. We look at our phones, we look at these laptops, we don't move around. Back in the day, the first thing that people would say once they start getting adjusted, aside from, a little bit of a side effect of pain relief, which is pretty amazing, but they'd be like, wow, I can actually you know, when I back my car out of my driveway, I can turn around and look back. Now people have rear view cameras in their cars. They don't have to even do that. So people do not move their heads enough. So, I mean, my short answer to that is absolutely, we need to move more. And movement is medicine. Movement absolutely can allow the body to heal itself better. And, you know, it's one of those things that chiropractic adjustments or osteopathic manipulations, physical therapy, all those types of things aim to do to help get people moving better. So absolutely.
Great. Great. Thanks for that. So
sure.
Here on Behind the Curtain, you have to pass a little test before we go on. Do you know where this, I'm paraphrasing it a little bit, but do you know where this line came from? Ignore the man behind the curtain.
I don't. Fill me in.
Really? You never saw The Wizard of Oz?
Well, I did. Oh, I did. Yeah, okay. Thanks for bringing, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Ignore the man behind the curtain. Sure.
One of the reasons is, of course, you had the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. It was actually a shyster from Kansas that was pulling all the levers. And in today's world, we have a lot of shysters pulling a lot of levers behind curtains. Mm-hmm. And so when I ask my guests to take things to, you know, like pull the curtain back, I like them to expose something that they think is getting really misrepresented out there. And usually it's for either the benefit of the media, the church, or the political system. That you are having this happen. But with that being said, where would you like to take my listeners behind the curtain?
Well, I'd like to take everybody into somewhere that I think everybody has kind of peeked behind this curtain, at least a little bit, and that's the sick care healthcare system that we live in. I think that right now we're living in a sick care healthcare society. And, you know, it is politically driven. It's absolutely financially politically driven. You know, there's a book called The Death of American Healthcare that might put this into perspective for some of those out there. But, you know, we want to actually, we chiropractors out there, right? We wellness doctors, anybody who's who talks about breath work and things like that, that are super healing naturally. We would like to, I believe, understand that the human body heals itself. And there's an understanding that we actually are living in this system that is driven behind us getting sick and staying sick for a very long time. And I don't think that there's enough doctors out there that, you know, really want to change that, you know, driven by the AMA. Big pharma and big food and the healthcare system in and of themselves, those four big systems are really causing us to stay sick and have a perspective of sickness, perception of sickness that we need to let go of and understand that we can heal our bodies, we can heal ourselves. And, that's really what I think that people start to talk about. But when my podcast comes out, the Move Mentality podcast, it's going to start with talking about the different things that I do and why I do them and getting people moving, becoming a chiropractor, talking about nutrition and functional medicine and stem cell therapy, regenerative medicine, stuff like that. But I think eventually, really, I'm going to continue talking about this type of thing. Like there's no end in sight to the sick care system. And we need to have a wellness-based healthcare system, or at the very least, a foundation to the healthcare system that we live in that's congruent and consistent, and we have more people out there, more doctors that are trying to help people get well, stay well, and improve their health. So that's where I think we all need to peek and stay, you know, staring down the stuff going on behind the curtain, because it's really unfortunate that we have been hoodwinked in a lot of ways to think that you know, certain things that we're doing are actually helping our baseline of healthcare, and it's unfortunate.
So one of the things I want to know if you have heard of, I just saw this recently, and I've seen it twice, but there's just little references to it, that there are a couple of places that have started to move towards trying to work to a success model with Western practitioners, as if they don't actually find the cause of it, or they don't create something that gets the person healthy, they don't get paid.
Right.
And that you only get rewarded mm-hmm. for success, that you don't get rewarded for failure, and you don't get rewarded for just trying. What do you think right. about that? Do you think that's a viable system, and do you think that would help us make the switch?
Sure. I think it would be a great idea, thing to consider. Look, here's the bottom line. If we don't try, how are we ever going to know? There's a way for us to change the system, and it starts with how people get paid. Like, we're a capitalist society here in America. There's healthcare aside. Okay. Like, you know, there is nothing more socialist than that's what's been going on right now with the government writing checks the way that they have lately. There's different ways to do it. People don't necessarily want to agree with me on that one, but I mean, the fact that people have been getting handouts to sit at home, instead of being forced to pivot their capitalistic perspective of how they're going to make a living right now, has changed some perspective and created a whole lot of laziness out there. I think we need to work harder. And, you know, people right now are comfortable the way they are. They're comfortable the way that they're making a living. Tie it all full circle here. And chiropractic is not just about back pain, but let's go there. Okay. Like, if you have back pain, you know, people go to an orthopedist. Okay. What is orthopedist short for? They go to an orthopedic surgeon. Okay. And the orthopedic surgeon doesn't necessarily know the physical therapy that they might need, so they send them to a physical therapist. And then a lot of the physical therapy centers out there don't have room for a patient that's in significant pain right now and needs help right now, and they don't have time to give them follow-up visits. So they have a visit every 3 weeks. Like, that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And there's problems with the way that that system is driven, and, tons of reasons why we should change into a system like that, where we're actually paid based on outcomes. Absolutely. I completely agree with that, Dr. Kevin.
So I'm curious, have you heard about this system?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly where it's been put into play, if it's being shown to show some, you know, efficacy, but the issue with things like that being, changing in this country is that this is a very large place, a big big country. And so changing systems is difficult, you got to start on a small scale. And that's what my nonprofit foundation is all about, trying to start things on a small scale. And I hope that we can actually, over time, get enough donations and enough support that we can actually help to change healthcare in a wellness being an essential form of healthcare type of way. I think that if we do things like that, it could be game changing for our health and wellness. I don't know though, Dr. Kevin, you know where that is being put into play these days? Like, where are they starting that system?
I read something. I don't know. I'll have to try to look it back up. It was one of those. I read a blurb in the New York Times. Mm-hmm. They mentioned a place that talked about putting it in, but it was several days ago, and I'm going to honestly say I don't remember. So
all good.
So how much can we ever correct the healthcare system as long as we have the lobbying system and the money in politics the way that we do?
I hope and want to believe that through nonprofit-based healthcare. And I think that, I don't know how many people out there listening, or really how many people on the grand scheme of things know and understand that most, if not all, of our healthcare systems were started out as nonprofit organizations. In fact, Kaiser Permanente is still fully nonprofit, and there are reasons why, you know, they have only just begun, including wellness-based type of systems. But, you know, I mean, chiropractic, for example, has been shunned from the Kaiser system for the longest time up until quite recently, like the last decade. And, you know, so there are certain systems out there that work to help people change their wellness. You know, it takes consistency and it takes compliance by patients that goes beyond the pill bottle. So, you know, here's the part of the problem, Doc, is that as long as we continue to develop a lazy, you know, laziness culture, based on not that much movement throughout the day, you know, it's going to be harder and harder for us to change those types of things. But do I believe that, you know, with nonprofit type of, I mean, I hope that the Got Your Back Foundation can become a big player in that game changing system. You know, and, you know, hopefully, you know, through that type of understanding, you know, of giving away as much healthcare as we are, you know, able to pay ourselves to take care of our patients. I mean, I think, you know, I think we can. I really do. And it's just, it's not going to change the system the way it is. But like I said before, it's going to support the system in a much healthier way. And people, the system is going to be able to save money all in itself. That would be the way to understand it, rather than to worry about losing a patient off of a table here or there in the medical community.
So one of the hard choices that happens here is because, you know, as long as we have the big lobbyists that are bringing in lots of money and that are funneling that money to make sure that Washington stays compliant to support their stuff, whether it's the best for the American people or not. And we kind of have that cyclical thing going on. Things, you know, sick care is a much more profitable system than health care.
Sure.
And so with sick care being so much more profitable, those profits, nice little chunk of them, goes into buying off politicians to make sure that certain bills don't go through or certain bills come up. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that, you know, has caused problems in the past is, you know, your insurance company can form an issue with you if you don't do what the doctor recommended, and that may include taking certain medications or getting a surgery when you would like to try to not do a surgery or stuff like this. But if we could flip that and say, your insurance coverage is going to be proportionate to the wellness care that you commit and do to,
mm-hmm.
you know, we would then be creating the pressure or the support would be to get healthy and not stay sick. And then sometimes people get to the place and, you know, we have this problem. There are some things out there that absolutely do need medication. Some of the medications out there cause mm-hmm. weight gain, issues with mobility. They are very legitimate. There's no way that's a life-saving medication right now. Maybe there is something different to do, and I'm always a believer that there are alternatives and lots of different ways to do things. And I don't think Western medicine, you know, it snubs its nose at even looking at that more often than not. Mm-hmm. But some people end up immobile through being medicated and being basically set up and told you have no chance of survival or you have no quality of life if you take this medication, and then you have no quality of life in a different way, but Western medicine isn't necessarily interested in solutions. So there's a lot of moving pieces here. And, you know, and the accountability of overprescribing and creating health crises through medication and all of that. And yet, just like you're not an anti-vaxxer, I'm a medical intuitive. I work with people as a medical intuitive. I help them set up protocols from an alternative health perspective. I've recommended chiropractic movement, Rolfing massage, as well as energy work, homeopathic supplements, the whole nine yards, as well as working with it spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. So you've got to work with all the layers, all the levels. And people think that I'm automatically going to be anti every medication out there, and that's not true. I'm married to a type 1 diabetic. He's not living without insulin.
Right.
So, I mean, again, the complexity. But we're going to come back with Dr. J. We're going to hear more about Got Your Back Foundation nonprofit. We're going to hear more about what he'd like to bring to the table. And again, we are going on break, and we're going to be turning to our Clubhouse listeners to see if they have any questions. But you can ask a question by calling in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
So it's not just really, I honestly think that there's probably not enough healthcare practitioners out there that care enough that their patients
here
are complying
on time
with what they're trying to teach them. And if they did, they would all have ground up gears like I do about people who aren't following through with their healthcare. That's a big deal. That's a reason why.
So Dr. J. We are on air, and you are in mid-sentence, and all my listeners are going, huh, what is he talking about?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I guess I didn't say loud enough, welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show.
No, I took my ears out because it was hard to listen.
Air.
How you doing?
There we go. So, I want to, and I'm going to ask you a question, and you could take yourself back off. I actually had to mute your mic so I could welcome people back. Just to let people know, this is an experiment. I've recently become very passionate about Clubhouse. I think that it could be the new face of social media because it's much more responsible. It doesn't allow bullying, racism, homophobia. It's drawing lots of attention from lots of people, and there's an accountability, which is one of the things Dr. J and I have been talking about, is accountability, that there has been an accountability. There's an accountability in Clubhouse that doesn't exist in any other social media the way it does there. So we are simulcasting tonight. You are an experimental audience, but you audience here on the Dr. Kevin Show, you are our priority, and Clubhouse gets to be a voyeur and ask us questions on break. If you do have a question, you can ask it at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. We've talked about vaccines. We've talked about the sick care system. And now we're going to bring Dr. J back on. And he's going to tell us what he thinks is a load of crap in the world, because this is a what a lot of crap segment. And when he shared that, we also wanted to hear more about his nonprofit, Got Your Back, .org. Did I get that right? Anyways, and Dr. You do need to take mute off your mic in Clubhouse, or they're not going to be able to hear you there.
Ah, gotcha. Thank you so much. And sorry about that. I was I go on these rants when it comes to healthcare and how we can change the system. So You know, whatever you heard out there, if you have any questions, please call in. I'm happy to go into more depth. And thanks, Sherry, for asking. What a load of crap. I mean, the healthcare system in and of itself is not really that. Wellness. So I'll tie it all together here for you, Doc, and listeners. The GYBFoundation.org is my nonprofit organization, the Got Your Back Foundation, where we strive to level the playing field of healthcare. And we believe that we can change the baseline of healthcare through our We Care system, which is We stands for Wellness is Essential. And to speak a bit to that, that word that has become those words really that have become more populous over time, wellness and essential. For those who need to really get a little bit of a definition there, the word essential is, if you think about it from a nutritional standpoint, essential amino acids, opposite of non-essential amino acids, the body creates non-essential amino acids on its own. Essential amino acids are the ones that you need to eat in order to stay well and be healthy and heal. So we believe, just like the grocery stores that have been open since the beginning of this pandemic, we believe that wellness care is essential. And we all deserve movement education. We all deserve and have the right to nutritional information, understanding and learning how to cook healthy meals and how to provide for our families, how to get healthy jobs that are right for you, all kinds of things. I believe very much that getting adjusted is extremely important too. So, you know, I mean, to go into all of those things that the Got Your Back Foundation provides as far as services and products and nutrition and all the different things, you know, we have developed a really great system, and we plan to ramp it up into all over the District of Columbia and then into one city after the next and go nationwide at some point. By depending on how we decide to do it, we might be a wellness-based system similar to, you know, like a Kaiser Permanente in a big box, with a very big gym, a big health and wellness center, all different types of chiropractors and health and wellness practitioners. All types of alternative perspective of healthcare. Or we can branch out to all of the different vetted types of chiropractors and doctors' offices that are integrative wellness spaces, health and wellness spaces. So, you know, we haven't decided what we're going to be doing. We're still a growing organization, but it starts with the dream and the belief and understanding that we can and will do this. So, you know, I do believe that the healthcare system will change. And, you know, to go one further into what a load of crap here, Doc, you know, I'll give you a little perspective. The federal plans for Blue Cross Blue Shield offer 12 chiropractic visits annually and 75 physical therapy visits annually. So what a load of crap when I do and practice plenty of physical therapy. We do a lot of things in a very unique way. In fact, I was talking to a physical therapist. This is not to stroke my ego or anything, but I was talking to a physical therapist friend of mine the other day who was telling me that chiropractors that he knows, practice better physical therapy than a lot of the physical therapists that he knows. And I wasn't arguing one way or the other with him. He brought it up, and it's just interesting to me that I think that the doctors of chiropractic that understand the nervous system comes first. We are first a nervous system when we're conceived. You know, when we all, if you talk to any person out there, every human being should understand that. I was recently on a podcast recently where the host asked me, you know, a question, and I said, well, hey man, what's inside your spine? And they couldn't answer that question. And you know, look, I mean, we all, I think, as humans should have that right to understand that type of thing. The nervous system is in there. The nervous system connects to every cell and organ and muscle and tendon and ligament in your body. You know, so we need to change the way that the system is seeing things and create a level playing field. So I hope to have a tiny little bit and piece, you know, of that world and be a part of it.
Well, one of the things that I'm going to add into your load of crap, and then I want to hear, because I know you're getting ready to start a podcast, but I want to address this other piece of load of crap, which is the way we start training children at a young age to go against their natural desire to move.
Yeah.
That we are always, you know, strapping them down. We're not allowing them the freedom to run. And then we put them in a painful, for some of them, situation and sitting in desks and having to be there and punished for misbehaving. Yeah. And there's been some work, but it's this, we set children up for an assembly line belt of, we're going to beat out of you the, it's okay to want to get up and move and stretch and you know, work off that excess energy and keep going, so that you will be prepared for a desk job, or you will be prepared for something where, again, what your physiological, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual needs are, because I think that movement hits all of those needs. I think it hits all of those areas. And so I know that, you know, when people are talking to me in my practice and, or even here on Clubhouse, I've been doing a lot of rooms on Clubhouse lately, and people come in and they're struggling with depression. And I'm like, are you moving? I barely get out of bed. Well, just breathe, get out of bed, take a few steps, breathe again, and take a few more steps, but start movement. Start moving the stuff. And because when you move it physically, you can move it in the lymph system, but you're also moving the chemicals in your body, and you're getting your neurological system up and sparking again, and you're doing these things. And so when you look at this, you know, we have created a society that is completely geared to support and promote the creation of bots, the creation. And of course, as you know, Dr. J, one of my big things is ADHD, and my kids, boy, do they hate to sit. And they have to. But you're talking about the health of movement, but aren't we programming them that movement is actually a bad thing? And is that one of the places where we should be starting to really change things?
Oh yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'll tell you a story. So, you know, and just to speak to my podcast is called the Move Mentality Podcast, A Movement as Medicine. And it's an alternative look at your personal health. My perspective is that we have a parallel between our mind and our body. Our physical body and our emotional body are absolutely parallel and within the same limits of each other. So if you have enough, you know, more emotional stress, you probably have more physical stress, and therefore you should find a healthy physical way to move to help improve that emotional state, and so on and so forth, and vice versa, so to speak. But our move mentality is an understanding that we have those parallels. So if you understand that what's happening in your mind is happening in your body, then you can learn to do some of the things, get back to some of the basics. That's what breath work and breathing techniques and understanding functional nutrition and all those types of wellness-based concepts are all about. So our move mentality actually starts with a system which I'm an instructor for called Original Strength. So to drop a little line here for those folks out there of the Original Strength family, originalstrength.net, please check it out. It's an incredible movement system. It's the foundation of all movements. And so we teach people how to do the three key principles, which is breathing with your diaphragm, following your eyes to activate your vestibular system, and then crossing midline. So if you think walking, you walk with your left arm and your right leg, and you cross midline, and then right arm and left leg, and, you know, contralateral patterns. And I remember, you know, myself sitting at a desk in first and second grade and realizing that I was just collapsing on my spine and just giving in to my posture, and that it wasn't comfortable. And in fact, I have a 7-year-old patient with super instability in his upper cervical spine, which has significantly improved over the last number of months. I think we've been treating him maybe 6 weeks, almost 8 weeks or so. And his teachers, okay, these guys, these little kids these days are being forced to sit in front of a computer. And this teacher told him that he couldn't lay in tummy time. He wasn't allowed. I had to write his teacher a letter. And so this letter said, you know, to whom it may concern, please allow such and such to lay in tummy time during his class so that he can keep his head above his body and help improve his reflexive stability and strength. And while you're at it, P.S., please allow the entire class to do so. And so I think that these types of things are like overlooked and misunderstood. It's movement is medicine. This is not a new concept. This is one of the oldest concepts. So I believe very strongly that you're exactly right there, that we do not teach people how to move. We, in fact, try to encourage them not to. It's all based on technology concepts and understand, you know, the things that we're all blessed to have technology. But I also teach, you know, programs. I've taught things at American University down the street, and I'll go to the university carrying a whole bunch of things with my head up and looking around. And then all these students have their, this is of course pre-COVID, but they'd be looking at their phones typing and they'd be bumping into me, right? Like, we have to lift our eyes and our head up on the horizon. Like, look at the trees, like look at the people, look at their faces, smile at people when you walk around. It's a game changer.
We are wrapping down on the Dr. Kevin part of the show. We will stay in Clubhouse for a few minutes to take additional questions. So if you guys in Clubhouse want to stay. For you guys, thank you for participating in the experiment this week. We may be doing another one of these in the future when we have the lineup between my guests being on Clubhouse and coming on the Dr. Kevin show. Hopefully that you still got the quality show that you have come to expect on the Dr. Kevin show. Next week, Matt Connerton, and we'll be discussing the spirituality of politics and the politics of spirituality here on the Dr. Kevin show on OM Time.
Thanks for having me, Doc.